If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gugulethu Fupi on kaya959.
Gugulethu, what is going on in the world of mergers and acquisitions?
Oh, it's exciting times, I must tell you, Cesar. And I think this is really refreshing, especially coming post the pandemic and observing the activities within the investment landscape. So just yesterday, we heard news around 91. It's in South Africa, as well as the continent's largest money manager and investment firm. Essentially, they have assets under management of over 3 trillion rand. That's money that's essentially invested through pension funds, institutional investors, anyone really who tries to take a long-term view on investment outcomes. They have struck a deal for a proposed acquisition of Sanlam Investments Management. Now, this deal is said to be worth 5 billion rand. And on Kaya Biz last night, we spoke to both CEOs of not only 91, Hendrik du Toit, who is known as a juggernaut really in the world of investments, but also spoke to the CEO of Sanlam Investment Management to get some perspective on the deal. And essentially what this does mean is that it's a consolidation of the actively managed assets of Sanlam Investments. For the portfolio managers, think of super smart guys who work further down the pipeline in the factory of making sure that every time you put your money into an investment account or paying towards your pension fund as a Sanlam client, they are the guys that essentially would make sure that your money does grow. They've decided to join forces with 91, given that it does have a lot more global exposure, given that it has a team in the US, in parts of Europe, and of course, largely as specialized as an asset management firm. So this deal is going to likely go ahead, given the regulatory shifts and I guess observations that need to be cleared, but does speak to essentially offering their clients a wider scope of investment activity and really streamlining and consolidating instead of seeing these two businesses competing within the investment landscape. So I think it's very telling of the times that we actually find ourselves in, that investment managers or asset managers are saying, look, while the market in South Africa is so small, there's no point in us competing. Let's rather combine our strategies together and make sure that we actually capitalize on the growth and outcomes for the client base that exists locally.
Okay. And then before we go to markets, everybody's excited about a possible 25 basis points cut.
Yep, 25 basis points is what's been priced in for the MPC today. So just after 3 o'clock, we'll be listening to the Governor Lesetja Ganyago of the South African Reserve Bank. Hopefully we do see an interest rate cut because there's a lot of encouragement behind it. Just yesterday, the inflation numbers came out at 2.8%, which is well below the MPC's target band of 3 to 6% regarding inflation. So let's hope that we have some good news today.
Yeah, he's not an eager gentleman. So I know some people are speculating maybe even 50. I don't think we'll see that. He will say that 25 for perhaps the first 3 months of next year.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, he doesn't really share. Yeah. He's not too eager on being too aggressive in terms of interest rate cuts, even though some do argue that we should actually see it just to help in terms of the pressures that we as South Africans do feel.
Mm. Well, let's see. What are the markets looking like?
Markets closed in positive territory yesterday, 85,274 points. Currency-wise, we are now at 18.13 to the US dollar, 22.93 to the British pound, and 19.12 against the euro.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gugulethu Fupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.